Ashraf Qazi says he does not think Iraq is drifting toward a civil war, despite an upsurge in violence over the last month following an attack on a sacred Shiite shrine in the city of Samarra.
I believe that that prospect is certainly not there, alhamdulillah, God be praised, but a very serious situation does exist, which if not addressed could lead to the breakdown of law and order, the breakdown of governance, and bring about a situation of that would approach anarchy.
Ambassador Qazi, who has been based in Iraq for the last 18 months, says Iraq's political leadership and government officials are very aware of the situation and the need for immediate and long-term measures to avoid such an outcome.
However, the deeper causes do need to be addressed by the political situation. Otherwise, the sectarian situation could become as much of a threat to the stability of Iraq as the insurgency itself, and the two could mesh together and reinforce each other.
Elected in December, the legislators have yet to form a new government, but the UN envoy was optimistic that a national unity government would be formed soon.
Hopefully, if not by the end of this month, then certainly before the end of April, because it's important that you have a broad-based, effective government to deal with the challenges which the country is confronted with.
The envoy welcomed news that the United States and Iran say they are willing to hold direct talks regarding Iraq.
This is an initiative which has been in the works for some time, and I'm very glad to see that Iran has responded positively, because both the United States and Iran do have impact on the situation in Iraq, and they have a stake in the outcome of the processes that are underway.
Ambassador Qazi says he does not expect the United Nations will play a direct role in the talks, but says the world body is always ready to facilitate processes if called upon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.